Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I am here with Elgin David.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And Mr. Peter Leonard has a flu bug.
Yeah, he got sick, everybody.
Yeah, must be all those glory holes he's visiting. Stay away from the glory holes, Peter. Maybe you won't be coughing and, you know.
Yikes.
He hasn't been sick, really sick, in a while.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
I mean, he's been depressed, miserable, but he's never...
Well, he that's hasn't... just Peter.
Yeah, it's not like been... We have to make sure he listens to the show.
Yeah.
Because he's probably laying in bed.
Well, hopefully, yeah, hopefully he's listening and he notices that we played his theme song.
Right.
This in his honor. And right. We hope he feels better.
Just to kind of hear him, you know.
He's like, you always play it when I'm not here, he's going to say.
That's why I am! Hey, welcome to the show. And by the way, we said it yesterday, but congratulations, dude. You're engaged.
Yes, I got engaged.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so not, you know, yeah, like, you know, for a guy, would you agree that an engagement's really big to the woman compared to the guy?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in a way, I don't want to, you know, shoot myself in the foot right now, but it's definitely huge for the woman,
right.
You know, it means that there's a...
Well, it's definitely bigger. It's like a momentous occasion.
Yeah, it means that you're moving forward and other steps can happen, possibly, you know, kids, marriage,
right.
And, all, you know, there's a future.
All right, and I'm going to give you our moment.
Go for it.
Our moment is when you wake up the next morning after you marry her and you have the ring on your finger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a big kaboom. Like, wow. You know, this is
official.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This isn't like, yeah, let's go out for a few weeks. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'll get engaged. I'll spend a few grand on a ring. Sure. I can always bail.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't have any plans on bailing, yeah, but I hear what you're saying. Like, even that's how I kind of feel now. I mean, like, it's official. Like, now we're fiance. That's my fiance.
Right.
That's not my girlfriend anymore.
I was gonna tease you. I was gonna enroll my stepdaughter into a little video montage here from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Like, have her come up. You know, hey, I go up and say, hey, you know, congratulate Elgin. He got engaged, and she's like, oh my god, I was gonna tell you, I broke up with my boyfriend and. I just love you. You really engaged?
Oh man, can we still do that though?
Yeah, we'll shoot it.
Can we still?
Yeah, so I'll give you a little lead. That's a line, and I can imagine the face you'd make.
That'd be funny. Yeah, we can totally. Let's do it. Let's do a skit,
right. And we'll put it on her her Instagram, which has like
a million,
50 million people on.
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Wait, is she home?
Yeah, she's
studying yoga.
Yeah, she's now that and. School. So, you know, hey, well, listen, but, you know, that's it, man. You're engaged. So
it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure she's happy. It was really romantic.
Yeah.
He put it on Facebook and he, you know, he was like giving her a little birthday. Hey, happy birthday. Nice. And then he gets on one knee.
Yeah. We did the whole candlelit dinner. We had the bottle of Prosecco. We were, you know, chilling, eating at a 5-star restaurant.
Right.
You know, and yeah, I got down and I did the deed, man. It's official.
Nice. And, were you worried that she might say no? Was there any like, type of concern that you're like going to look like a dope, like that Chinese dude when he asked that chick and got everybody around? And
I don't think that fear ever goes away.
Right.
But I you know, I was pretty sure she was going to say yes. But
right.
Of course, there's always the possibility that.
I mean, we were like, you actually had that in mind, like, you know.
Oh, imagine she did say no, though. That would have been. Terrible.
I know, because you had it. You know, you had a video. Yeah.
Well, but more importantly, I mean, my cousin asked me, "Do you want to do it on Facebook Live?" And I said no, specifically for that reason.
Yeah, yeah. Because
if she did say no,
we'll record it just in case.
Exactly. That's why there is a video.
Yeah. So go to his Facebook page.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, man.
Yeah. Excited, man. Excited for the future and
engagement.
You know, it goes from relationship to engagement to marriage, and then you know what comes next, Dougie.
Baby carriage.
Divorce. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you guys like come up with like a year's, or you guys say, all right, we've gone this far. Don't bug us about when we're getting married.
Oh, I mean, we have talked about dates and doing things like that. And, you know, let's do 8-1-18 because it's 8-1-1-8, but that's a Wednesday or something. So that's it's not possible.
But people will be happy to get that, you know, that invitation.
Right.
You want to come to our, you want to come to our wedding on a Wednesday?
Oh, nobody would want to.
Right.
But I think my wedding's probably going to be, well, the reception will be so fun.
Yeah, I imagine.
I know so many like crazy break dancers and fun people in the entertainment biz. I know DJs. I'll probably have like rotating DJs.
Well, I hope I get invited.
Everybody's going to be invited. Right. It's going to be the craziest party of all time.
Peter, we'll have to let you know.
We'll have to. Well, he's not here, so.
He's going to miss out. It's going to fill up quick. Hey, hey! By the way, speaking of filling up quick, the Wise Guys comedy show tonight at Tavolino's is sold out.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so if you wanted to go, there might be standing room by the bar in the back or something like that. But other than that, you know, Steve Marshall's there. He's the favorite, and he's going to rock that house. There's already 65 reservations. 70 reservations.
Oh, wow.
So,
it's exciting.
Yeah, and it's $15. Just want to make sure everybody knows it's $15. Right, still cheap. It was $10. We're like, Ed's like, what are we doing? You know, so it's $15.
That's a great price for per person.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's not, you know what I mean. If you're going to Tavolino's to eat, you know,
what's $15?
It's not like you're having the show at Taco Bell.
Best food ever.
Yeah. Any rate, so that's sold out tonight, and Mike Atchison's hosting.
Nice.
From Orlando area, Miguel Colon Jr. won the Monsters Comedy Contest over there in Orlando. And so good. So that's tonight. And here's the thing. I am going to be in New Mexico.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Mountain Gods in somewhere New Mexico.
And what is this all about?
I'm featuring at the comedy LOL Comedy Club in the casino, at the resort. And then Thursday, I'm going to be at Santa Ana Star Casino. At the comedy club, I guess it's called. I don't know. I'll be featuring there. And then Friday and Saturday with Sean G over at the El Paso Comic Strip.
That's cool, man.
Four shows. So
That's a fun trip. You driving this time?
No, I'm flying.
You're flying? Because you usually drive everywhere.
Yeah, well.
But obviously you're not going to drive.
Well, listen, one of our stories today we're going to talk about in our segment two is going to be that fucking Colombian soccer team.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that the worst story?
Wasn't it the Brazilian soccer?
Brazilian. They crashed in Colombia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
This is the worst. This is the worst thing you could read when you're like I'm about to check in on my flight. I'm like on my online thing, so I get my e-ticket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great story.
And you're a huge soccer fan, and you grew up playing soccer, and that must even hit you harder.
And it was eerie. They had a photo of everybody in the cabin.
A video, I think it was.
Yeah.
Of them like
all chilling out before they let's go. we won the game.
So terrible. Go.
I got to find out. You know, now I'm all interested in how it happened.
Yeah, I want to know, too. It was, 82 people in the 90, plane?
Yeah, 90-something people.
And, wow.
Yeah.
So crazy.
And then, again, I'm about, I'm flying out, so, 7 in the morning.
Oh, so you're nervous. But I think it was a smaller plane, and sometimes those smaller planes have more issues.
Flying in the mountains.
And it was like an electrical problem, I think, that they said.
Ugh.
So... Yeah,
the Colombians aren't good with electronics. You get a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see that before, I go on.
Yeah, it wasn't a fun post to wake up to.
But yeah, I'm getting excited. I'm flying there, and then I'm renting a car, and I'm gonna be driving around. I don't know if I'm gonna see tumbleweeds. I've never been to New Mexico.
I wonder. You should take a video if you do.
Yeah. I
want to see that, like real tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Because it's a real thing. Like
I'll just run after it. Who's faster, the tumbleweed or my fat ass? Who's faster?
You might beat it like you beat Minda.
Yeah. That's Minda's new nickname, the rolling tumbleweed.
The tumbleweed.
Yeah, that's actually a good name. That's actually a good nick. Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah. Dougie Almeida beat you. You're like a tumbleweed.
Well, first you have to race the tumbleweed first to see who's faster.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how windy it is.
Yeah. I guess that does matter.
All right. So, at any rate, I mentioned yesterday, and I told you on the show about the Kevin Hart show, which was probably last night, and it's actually people are going to tonight. I have a paid gig tonight, which is interesting. But they were talking about the show, and I had mentioned, and I had a couple people messaging me like, dude, I go here, you know, the good thing, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, this is a show, and there's a lot of, like, John Vargas on the show, very funny comics going to be on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
I love John. Matter of fact, I want to have him come and do shows at Tavolino.
He's funny, man.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like, so somebody said to me, hey, basically you're working. Why do you give a shit? And you know, why would you? Then you're taking time from someone else. It's like, hey, you know what, dude? You're right. Who the fuck? You know, whether you're on a show or not a show, thank God there's a show.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, that's the bottom line when it comes to this business. Thank God there's a show. Right? And somebody's taking their time to do it.
Of course. There's a lot of cool stuff going on that people are putting on, and I'm not a part of it all either.
Yeah, you can't be.
But I'm like, yeah, well, exactly, you can't be. What are you going to do?
But it's interesting, though, isn't it, that the feedback, I actually had a few other people say that, a friend of mine in New York and a friend in the Midwest, basically, they heard the show, and they said the same thing. They go, yeah, we saw the show from Miami, The Heart in the City, and it was horrible. So I was like, well, I didn't, and you asked me, to this day, I still haven't seen it. So you're asking me about the show.
Right.
I still to this day have not seen it.
You didn't try to. Do you want to see it?
Not really. I mean, I don't. Here's the thing. I don't really like to watch comedy. I don't like to watch comedians because
really?
I don't like to. I don't. It's to me. It's like, you know what I mean. I don't want to take anything in. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden it's something already explored. You know. I don't know. It's
I
like,
hear what you're saying. You feel like you don't want to explore that space because you feel like,
I just don't have any interest in it. And you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And I definitely don't want to sit there and watch something that happened that I wasn't a part of. And you know what I mean? And because all the whole time I'm going to be thinking, well, I would see myself on that stage. You know, does that sound selfish as a comic? If I was to watch something, like somebody says, dude, go fuck yourself. I'm a comic. The reason that was a great thing is that was a TV. That's a TV spot.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate Comedy Central TV credit. Right. That's great. You know, that's basically, like, if you're in a video, you're a video game guy.
Yeah.
So, in a video game, that's like collecting a coin. That's like collecting a key. That's like collecting a weapon, you know, like the multi-blaster.
Right. But let me ask you this. Like, okay, they put on a legitimate show with comics from South Florida, and you haven't watched it. Do you feel like by not watching it, you're not supporting the scene?
No. I don't think me watching it has anything to do with it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, I definitely watched it.
Right.
Because I feel like I would hope that if I was on TV that the people who I go out and do comedy would check me out on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was cool to see people who are local and to your area.
Absolutely.
On television and doing things. And I don't know. I think you should want to watch it just from being from South Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't know if it's because I spoke to a few of the people that were on it, you know, and told me how it went.
Okay.
And
did they enjoy their experience?
They all enjoyed the experience.
Because I think that's a special moment for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be asked by Kevin Hart to be part of their show, and you know, regardless of how it went, I think it's just a blessing,
absolutely,
and a big moment. You know what I mean?
Anybody involved.
Anybody would want to be a part of that.
Anybody want to be a part of it? Anybody who should be, it was a part of it, be thankful. I mean, like you said, how many people wanted to be a part of it?
Absolutely.
And by the way, I just want to throw out another name in the local comedy scene, like a people who I think are worthy that are not getting, like a guy like Nico Prada. Young comic that's a guy that can, you know, you could see in a show like that. That's a guy you would want to say is a young talent guy. You know, so and this is to address, because somebody says, I'm always thinking, when I make these points, I'm not just talking about myself.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, because to me, it's like a big thing. Like, you know, forget about a comic for a second. Let's talk about me as a business person.
Okay.
As somebody, when I'm involved in something, I want to make sure, whether it's a soccer team or on a team, we're doing something or an organization, I want to make sure it's working. I want to make sure, because when you're winning, you're happy. You know what I mean? When things are going well and you got money or whatever, when everybody's happy, you know, it's a good place to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, accept everything. It's great. It was a fun show. I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it just to see it, just to see the production of it and stuff, because that's some of the things I'd be more interested in even seeing just of the whole
just
thing.
Just how they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
And so, you know, but now, you know, now it's silly because you're getting, there's a bit of a reputation of the quality of the show in comparison to other regions of the country.
Point was that people were saying Miami's show is weaker than the other states and cities.
And by the way, this is, as you know, as I've torn around the country a bit, we have a bit of a reputation of not being, Now, great comics have come out of South Florida, right?
Hell yeah.
That's what we say. Like, look at the fucking people that come out. Look at Eric Myers just filmed his fucking hour special in Laugh Factory.
Awesome, yeah.
Fucking guy's a beast.
I love Eric
Myers. I mean, look how many great comics that came out of Florida.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the key is they come out. They get the fuck out.
So you think that's the key? Once you
yeah, well, you know, we nowadays with media and stuff like that, you can get big with a video. You know what I mean? But my point is that, and that's why everybody leaves, and then they develop and they get better and better, and they meet the right people. But you know,
okay.
My problem is here for those of us who are here now. Now, all this does done is add to the reputation of now Florida still looks bad. And we had another effort. This is another moment to put us in the bigger picture as a comic myself, not just my local friends.
Okay,
because you know how I feel about my local area at the moment. You know, I'm like, you know, it's been like a troubled relationship.
Right. So you're saying this? Okay, so this one didn't exactly represent Florida
I don't know. That's not for me to answer or ask. I'm just saying it is what it is.
Right.
So it's just another moment. We're in Florida comedy where. You know, out of these shows, it's being laughed at by, you know, it's being critiqued by other comics around the country and scenes. And it doesn't, you know, so as a Florida comic, when I'm on the road and I meet somebody, hey, Doug, where are you from? Florida. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know what I'm saying? So on the bigger picture, when it comes to comedy, what are we doing, you know, to enhance that? You know what I mean? What are we doing to make this that much stronger of a scene?
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
well, isn't that this new LOL show that they're doing? Aren't they going to try to continue to do that so they can find more talent?
Like have it as a running series and maybe make it a series.
That's
out
what
of
I
it.
Thought it was. It was.
I don't know.
Well, I read the post and it said like Kevin Hart's team is back looking for more, you know, fresh talent. I guess in a way. So, and my assumption by reading that, are they going to or they're going to keep continuing these shows? So there is a possibility, like you're saying or wanting,
this is only the first cast of net.
That there's going to be more people to get the opportunity to do it.
And that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because that's what makes you excited. Because now everybody's, you know, it's like when you tried out for a baseball team when you were a kid. Like you had like you ever have all county tryouts, or something like that in sports, like in soccer. Like if you played in your city league,
okay,
but then they'd have the tryouts so you can represent Florida. Or, you know what I mean, some, you know, more of a bigger region.
Right. No, I understand what you mean.
So, you know, you'd go to these tryouts, you know what I mean? Can you imagine sitting there all day stretching and waiting and, you know, hey, I'm in line, I got a number, and all of a sudden, hey, we already picked our team.
Right.
We already picked our team. That didn't happen.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah,
So if they are, in fact, going to do this continuously, which I'd imagine, then fantastic.
Yeah, I think it'll be awesome.
And bigger than that is that, hey, you know, now to comedy in a big picture, this is a great avenue,
and it's a great platform for Florida, and for South Florida in general.
Giving comics something to work for now, excitement,
absolutely.
You know, more of an inspiration to step it up.
A locally produced show that is going to help be seen on the mainstream because of the person who's backing it.
That's right.
Kevin Hart is a really huge name in the scene right now, so I think it's great.
He's a huge name.
He is.
That's the thing. So listen, I don't want to come off as bitter. I'm just telling you that, you know, from one end to the other. But that would be good news if they're going to do it as a regular thing.
That'd be cool. I agree.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited because now again, because I'm being nervous of flying. Because that's the tension part now. Like for example, okay, well, look, we're in the studio. It's like 5:30. You know, I got to pack. I got to go. I'm doing a show tonight. And I'm flying out at 6:30 in the morning tomorrow, right? And I still got to pack and all this shit. Okay, so I'm really—I don't know—I'm glad if I can sleep.
Yeah.
So get there, and then I rent a car, and I got to drive a little bit to the casino. Boom! I'm in there. I'm good. Life is grand at that moment.
And you're staying there at the casino.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Right, but then it's kind of short lived because it's not like it's a 2 or 3 day gig and you just get to stay there, bunker up, put everything away, you know, kick your feet up.
It's an overnighter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at least you'll still get to, like, hang out a little bit in the casino beforehand. And how many shows are you doing there? One or two?
I think there's one show there.
Okay.
Two on Thursday. So, yeah, and then Thursday I get up and there's nearby another casino, maybe 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away. I go to do another show, two shows. But then I got to pack up, throw shit back in,
And when do you come back? Oh, no, you're going to do the thing with Sean
Grant.
Then
I wake up Friday, then I got to drive 3 hours to El Paso.
Oh, so you're driving to El Paso.
Yeah, that's 3 hours.
Oh, man.
So that's, you know what I'm saying? This is like, and I started thinking about this. Like, I'm beat. I mean, I told people, man, I told you before the show, I had to fucking take a nap. You know what I mean? I'm like an old man. I had to take a nap. Because yeah. because I drove back and forth to Naples last week, back and forth to Melbourne, back and forth to Naples, you know, 3 days in a row. It was like, so all of a sudden, I'm like, why do I feel like a puppet? You know, why do I feel like I'm about to fall over?
Yeah. I feel dead.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, maybe it's a good time to take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, and we'll come back with segment two. We got some, you know, the story about the fucking plane crash.
Oh, we'll talk about that right after this. Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Dougie Show.
Want to tell you I love you every day. Yeah.
You ever hear of Candlebox?
Nope.
You ever heard of Candlebox?
I probably have. I just don't know names sometimes.
Like a 90s grunge kind of band.
Candlebox.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's always funny when you hear a song, brings you back to a time in your life. You ever do that? Like you associate it with it? Like hear certain music? Like, oh, it's the first time I fingered a girl on the Galaxy Skateway.
It's a Candlebox.
Yeah. No, it was a different date. That's going back. I actually go back to some Steve Miller. Keep on a rockin' me, baby. Brings back a sexual moment.
Keep on rockin' me, baby. Yeah. And used to do it? Girls to that?
Yeah, it was a good move in middle school and high school. I should say more in high school. Like, you know, you're like, well, you had a carnival. You know, you go in between the tents.
Oh, my God.
You get off the Himalayan. she's all dizzy and she thinks she's in love.
she just yeah. happens to land on your finger.
No, well, you know, you go kiss and make out and yeah. you know, and you become skilled, you know. I think that's why people get old. Like when you're a young guy, you use your hands. If you're not a guitar player or something like that, what else are you going to use your fingers for? You have to be one of these young guys. You got to learn either play the piano or learn how to finger a chick. One of those two, otherwise you're going to be lost in space.
Some girls don't like being fingered.
Yeah, well, listen,
because, I mean, they feel like that's immature.
Well, if you're just cleaning the toilet, you know, if you're just wiping your ass, you know, I mean, they would be a little upset with that, I think. But but now, now that you're engaged, you're going to be like, you know, it's like there's certain things like, you know, like that's a big thing. I used to, you know, be proficient, you know, in the moment where you're getting in all kinds of sexual craziness and, you know, it's not the thing you open with, but it's something that's a, you know, it's a good feature act somewhere in the night.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. But nowadays you don't go, honey, you know, bing, you're like Fred Flintstone ready to go bowling.
Yeah. It's just funny because the visuals,
yeah,
are funny.
Well, you know,
spinning
what?
Her around like that.
I got it.
Doing the twinkle toe shot.
Yeah, and it goes rolling up to Wilma and boom. You know.
Yeah.
You know what? But that's, I'll tell you what. Like one of the blessings of running around like a nut driving around the last few days was getting to do, you know, 30 minutes, if not 45. Almost, I did like a little over an hour when I was in Melbourne.
Wow.
And getting to work stuff out, and that's a thing. Sometimes when the crowd likes you and shit like that, you know, that's great. You're happy. Now you can almost, you know, do anything. You can explain. You can say, hey, you know, you can bring up a stupid story about Fred Flintstone.
Why not?
People are like, wow, that's hilarious.
Just winging it.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is segment two, by the way. This is where you know, we forget about who we are, in a sense, and we just kind of open up the news and open up to the world, right? Like think about it. Like when you woke up today and you left the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was like the first thing that hit you?
Well, when I woke up first thing in the morning, I went straight to the gym and I did an aerobics class.
Really?
Yeah.
Aerobics.
Total body sculpting.
There's
class.
Still aerobics classes?
It wasn't like aerobics, like jumping around like jazzercise. It was like we had weights and we had to do a bunch of stuff and do a lot of isolated movements. It was a lot of isometrics as well. it kicked my ass, man.
Yeah.
It reminded me how out of shape I am. But on the way, I was thinking, man, I need to fucking get in shape. And that's why I'm doing it, obviously. On the way back, I'm like, God, I feel like crap.
Yeah, well, I agree. I went all week last week when my wife was away. I went 3 days, at least Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Did an hour, a little over an hour of cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get some base going. But now I'm going to be traveling. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I hear you.
And that's why I said, like, when I'm going to be going back and forth, you know, leaving, you know, I'm going to check out at 12. What am I going to do? Go to the gym, get my clothes all sweaty and drenched, and then throw them in my luggage?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's when you're on the road. You go like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym right before I leave. No, you got to do it the minute you get there. And then, you know, you rinse the clothes and you hopefully hang them on the fucking shower curtain.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they'll dry out.
They do laundry, but you're not going to pay to get your laundry done.
Yeah.
You're not going to pay to get your laundry done in the hotel.
Yeah.
Who does that? For an overnight. Can you wash one shirt, one pant?
I did that when I was in Vegas.
Really?
Because I was there for like a week and I'd been in Laughlin, Nevada the week before. So okay. I
had
to do something.
Sometimes you have to, yeah, obviously. But if you have one pair and you're there overnight, you're not going to be like, hey, can you wash this single outfit?
Yeah. Yeah. These two underwears and these jeans. You got to be in shape, by the way. That's the point you were saying.
Well, also because I was, you know, all year I spent not moving around because leg was messed up. So it's even harder now. But yeah, you got to be in shape, dude.
Back when I had my back surgery.
Yeah.
I had gained weight before the surgery because I was so immobile. I had sciatica pain. I was like a year trying to get chiropractic. You know, I was just, life was hell. And then after the surgery, it was like, yeah, you got to wait, you know. And so I got so heavy. And then I basically got a professional doctor to prescribe me steroids.
Wow.
And, you know, intramuscular, you know, you shoot yourself. And it really helped the recuperating.
I bet.
Yeah. So if you want, I got a guy.
No.
You may need to get steroids. I'm watching a video here that's from ABC News or Channel 4 News. Dolphins had a great game on Sunday. Big defensive stop in the end. That fucking guy, just that he did a great – this kid's great. This Kiko, whatever.
Okay.
Lopez or Gromas. And there's a fight that broke out.
Really?
Yeah. It was a fight that broke out
in the stands,
and you know, there was some racial attitude, like they were saying, like there was they call Muslim lover because of Kaepernick. Look, they're San Francisco fans. This guy's beating the shit. And I watch this guy. There's a guy in a red shirt trying to punch. He's never punched, and then this guy comes over and says, "You're gonna bitch slip," and he gets the shit beat out of him.
Oh wow!
You got to pull this up. It's a, you know, video man fighting at Dolphin game.
Man who videotaped. Oh, speaks out. Never mind. Who cares?
Yeah. We want to hear what he just saw.
Yeah. So I filmed it.
Yeah.
And they was punching.
It was hurting my
eye. And I filmed it.
I forgot the camera.
And I made sure I screamed out "World Star" 15 times. Then I posted it.
Yeah.
I hate when people post fight videos and they scream out "World Star," but they put it on worldstarhiphop.com. Did you see the Black Friday videos?
Mm-mm.
There's no, so many. No, like every year, they come up with a new compilation of Black Friday people.
I mean, you
beating
know,
each other up.
It's already been shown that's been dying down because of the blend of, you know, online. Amazon's been crazy.
Yeah, Cyber Monday.
Yeah, and you know, listen, I'll do everything on Amazon. By the way, on our page, if you're listening to us, a Wake Up Late with Dougie show, if you go to the right, which is sometimes called the widget, you'll see Amazon there for our honored members. If you go in there and do your shopping on there, we would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, do it. Go for it. Go shop at Amazon. And even, can they buy a Dougie Almeida t-shirt?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're on Amazon, t-shirts. But you can go to my website at DougieAlmeida.com. But I don't care about my t-shirts. Just go there and shop. All right? Like, buy a barbecue grill. You know what I mean? Like a new mattress. You know, get a good savings on this, and maybe we'll Elgin to get a new engagement ring. He'll take his girls back and go, hey, give me that thing back. I'm gonna get you a better one.
Yeah, we're gonna upgrade it.
Yeah, you felt good with the ring.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel I'm pleased with it. She's nice. More than happy with it. It was, you know, and it's yes.
Yeah.
Short answer, yes.
Nice. anyway, it was the fans were caught up on camera throwing punches and hit the stands as the Miami Dolphins took on the San Francisco 49ers at Hard Rock Stadium.
So this was local, the fight. Yeah.
In section 334, you know, the good seats. It was a fight that was getting all the attention. Go back to New York. Leave. Go to another country. Someone is heard saying on the video. You know, take your Muslim quarterback. I don't think Kaepernick's Muslim.
I don't know what he is. He's black, right?
Yeah, he's a mulatto guy. One of his parents, black and white. You know.
But African-American.
Right, he's he associates, you know, great.
So they were calling him a Muslim, or they were calling somebody a fan who was wearing a Kaepernick jersey?
Yeah, I mean, you saw the video.
All I saw was them throwing punches. I don't know what was said.
Yeah, there was like, there was even a lady. Like, this is how dopey people are. There's a woman in a San Francisco 49ers. One of the guys who's in the fight is the wife standing there with a little fucking kid. So, you would think the Dolphin fan would say, I'm about to knock this guy the fuck out who's sitting there with his one-year-old and his wife.
Right.
That's a good move. It's a good move. Go ahead. Yeah, knock him out. Right in front of his fucking wife. You know what I mean? Now, here's the thing. And we always talk about the show, what would you do if? What would you do if? I mean, you'd probably stand there and watch and film it. You know, but if I saw that guy punching that guy and about to hit the lady, I would have knocked him the fuck out.
Well, is that what he was doing? He was about to hit a woman?
She was getting in the way, and he didn't give a shit. He was falling over and putting everybody in danger.
You have to kick his ass.
Yeah, I would have
flat him. I saw another video recently where there were two students fighting.
Right.
And the teacher walks up, a female, and one of them accidentally hit the teacher.
Right.
And immediately another student came in and beat the shit out of him and said... And the teacher was like, no, get off him. He's like, no, fuck that. He hit the teacher. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And she's like, that is, she's like, you're right.
Yeah. Kick his ass.
But seriously, absolutely. If he was going to hit a woman, you got to step in and kick his ass. Anybody would.
I've seen plenty of fights at Dolphin Stadium.
Really?
Or whatever it's called. Yeah.
In regards to a woman?
No. Drunk.
Or just fights in general.
Jet fans.
Yeah, dude. There's always fights at stadium.
Yeah.
When you involve sports and something like that with liquor and beer, there's bound to be a fight with that many people.
Surprise. Our new president-elect Donald Trump came out about flag burning.
And what did he say? I know what he said, but tell everybody.
Yeah, I will. But you know, like, all right. First of all, I always ask myself, well, how do I feel about that? Like, before I even read the story.
Okay.
Before I like,
I feel.
How do I feel about flag burning?
Okay.
All right. And the bigger picture, it concerns me because the minute somebody's burning our flag, it shows that somebody's not happy with us.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a reason for that. And, you know, when people in Iran and Muslim countries and shit, you know, well, they don't like that because we have air conditioning and, you know, and fucking four-car garages and, you know, four meals a day. I don't know. Is that, you know, who knows? But if you're a pissed off college student, you know, not happy with the way things are going, and you're sitting there on a Pell Grant, you know, getting a finger bang your girlfriend in the dorm.
Playing, what's the song?
Yeah. Playing Steve Miller's Keep On A-Rockin' Me, Baby.
Keep on a-rockin' me, baby.
One of these days, I'm going to protest and burn a flag.
Keep on rockin' me, baby.
Yeah. Well, he says that it should be illegal and you may lose your citizenship.
For burning a flag.
Yeah.
Well,
might be a little.
I don't agree with burning the flag.
Right.
But they can't. Is there a law against burning a flag?
No, it's been deemed a freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. Yeah.
So
somebody might kick your ass, though.
Yeah, because they have the freedom to kick your ass.
Yeah.
You know, like think about this. Like, if, how do I say this? If, let's say you're coming home one day and you're walking down the street and your brother just got killed doing fighting in Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever, okay? And, you know, you see this fucknut burning it and says, oh, you know, we should have free education and I don't like my president, you know, and you just lost your brother. Wouldn't you just unload on the dude?
Well, it would definitely piss me off.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it would piss anybody off.
Yeah, maybe we should train you how to fight. That'll be one of our videos we'll do. We'll train you, me teaching you.
Some fight training?
Yeah.
I might have, I mean, I would have to make it through the training
session. I'll make
it
chase like a chicken.
Can it be like a Cornish hen?
Yeah, and then I'll have you wax my car. Then I'll have you clean my pool.
That would be a funny video. Just, but yeah. But me, like me training, like, but downsized.
Yeah.
Like, what can I chase? Like a baby chick.
My dog.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, we'll have you chase a, we'll have you chase Peter Leonard.
Peter Leonard.
Put him in a chicken outfit. I don't know why I can't get to my story, but there we go. Thank you. But he says you can lose citizenship and even spend a year in jail.
Oh, wow.
I think it's kind of silly. It's never going to be policed, you know.
There's no way.
Yeah.
He says a lot of crazy shit, though.
You know, I mean, somebody, there was a story I read that's what people are saying. Like, is it going to, when's the news going to realize that it's time to stop quoting every, you know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of the to me, the thing that's pretty cool about it, because that's the message. Everything is so politically correct. Like, everybody's judging everything everybody says. Everybody's mm-hmm. focusing on so much what people are saying and expressing and not paying any attention about what people are doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like you talk about, you know, the wool being pulled over the eyes of society. Let's sit there and focus on what everybody's saying and this and that, but let's not worry about what they're doing.
Yeah, we don't even know what's going on behind the scenes because all we're focused on is this gossip and bullshit.
Yeah. Just calm the fuck down.
And his Twitter, and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know if I want to do this story, but...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, it's about the protest. There was a college that took the flag down, took the American flag down.
Okay.
Because of the protests and this and that, so the students had the college take the flag down.
Why?
Because of the students saying, we don't want this flag now with this president, with what's going on. We don't want our flag. Like, all of a sudden, the land I'm standing on, you know what I mean? Is no longer being represented.
A lot of people really don't agree with Trump being in presidency.
Wow. It's like waking up from a dream or a nightmare and realizing it's not. It's reality.
But you can't go around taking down flags.
Hundreds of protesters gathered on the Amherst campus of Hampshire College. Never heard of it.
Hampshire?
Yeah.
College?
Waving American flags as they demanded that the school bring back the flag that had flown over the campus until this month. The removal of the flag was an act of disrespect for the sacrifice of veterans and their families, said Gamaliel Rosa, an Army veteran who served one tour of Iraq in 2010 and toured with Cheap Trick. Gotta have a comedy somewhere in a story. and the protest, our flag is blah blah blah. Yeah, well, you know, can you imagine? This is where we're at. We're at a time right now where people are burning the flag. Where I should protest it or not? And again, it's all what are you doing to earn your right to be here? That's all I give a shit anymore. What are you doing to earn your right to say I'm a citizen and here I am and I stand for something? Not being a fucking moany complaining cunt. I had to use that word there because that's the only appropriate time to say that because. A lot of Americans just being in a, you know.
I think in Australia they use cunt as a fun word.
Yeah.
Like they say it all the time.
It's a verb.
Hey, you cunt.
Yeah.
Like it's a cool word.
It's a pronoun.
Yeah. The same way we throw out around the F word.
Don't be cunty.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying. Ah. Segment two has come to an end, everybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because we got shit to do. By the way, that was very funny, and we're going to break out. We shot something earlier on the break.
Yeah.
With the assistance of my lovely stepdaughter.
Yeah, Dougie was the director.
Yeah, and we came up with this idea, and see, that's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna have time to worry about who's president, complaining, burning flags. I just came up with a creative idea, and we're gonna put this thing, and this could make us huge. It's gonna be big.
It's gonna be huge. I can't
do it. You can't do a Trump.
I can't do Trump.
You gotta learn how to do Trump, man. That's the part of you gotta be Trump now.
It's gonna be huge.
There's a lot of comics that do great Trumps.
I can't do
Bob DiBueno, a friend of the show. Yeah, he's happy that Trump won. Trust me.
Really? Because he's a good Trump.
He does a great Trump. Yeah. He's coming to Tavolino's in April.
Oh, in April he's coming? Yeah. Hopefully he'll bring his Trump routine. I mean, think about it. Now people can do this for 4 years.
He's not going to change it into a Nixon. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not going to do Trump. Like me, if Hillary, I'm like, good, because I could do a pretty good Bill. You know what I mean?
I could do a pretty good Hillary.
You people don't know what to think.
Sounds like a gremlin.
That's my fucking Hillary.
It's accurate.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a lot of KKK members going, I like Dougie. We're going to support that motherfucker.
Doug is my favorite.
I don't care that he's a spick.
That sounds like Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, bring Peter back. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Elgin David.
I'm here.
And we're going to come back with Straight From Headlines, and that should be fun.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight From The Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back. The Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight From the Headlines, where we talk about things that have happened around the world and make fun of it. Like we weren't trying before.
That's what we always do.
That's right. What else are we going to do? You want to hear more about us?
Hell no.
Ohio troopers find drugs wrapped in Christmas gifts in SUV. Boy, a lot of bad kids not going to get their shit this year.
Oh no. Took away Santa's stash, my secret stash.
Listen, I got a great idea. We're going to take all the drugs and we're going to put them in Christmas gifts. All that wrapping.
That's genius.
Bowling Green, Ohio, the State Highway Patrol says troopers found 71 pounds of marijuana and other drugs wrapped as Christmas gifts in a vehicle that was stopped for driving violations in Northwest Ohio. Patrol says the drug seized Monday on Interstate 80 in the Wood County, south of Toledo. You know, that happening metropolis. have an estimated street value of over $330,000. It's about 4.8 pesos. 4.8 million. Trooper stopped the rented sport utility vehicle for following another vehicle too closely. Hey, man, you think I'm too close to that car?
You're behind. You're in it. We're crashed.
You think, yeah. Am I tailgating? They're in our front seat. The patrol says a 31-year-old driver from Eureka, California, was jailed on suspicion of drug trafficking. You think? Fucking 71 pounds. No, I was going to smoke it. It's a long drive. poor dude. Man, 71 pounds of weed. You know how bad your car smells when you have like a bag in there?
Dude, it probably stinks. Like, how? And oh my God.
Yeah.
There's no way you can wrap that a million times. It'll still stink.
Even the fucking reindeer on the wrapping paper got red eyes. They're like, fuck. Rudolph the red-eyed reindeer smelled a lot like marijuana. I don't know if you ever drank the wine Ménage à Trois.
What?
There's a wine.
Called Ménage à Trois.
Ménage à Trois.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. The interesting thing, one time my wife came over with her, was at the house, well, came over my house, was at the house, yeah. And a friend came over.
Uh-huh.
And, I was just hanging out, and, she goes, my wife goes, open a bottle of wine, it's in the fridge, so I open it up, and I look at it, Ménage à Trois, and I look over, and they're sitting there at the table, like,
mm-hmm. And then?
Yeah,
then?
It was just the bottle. I got all excited. What's interesting about a generation, that when most people find themselves in that situation.
Right.
Like, they're sitting there and they're and we're going to drink Ménage à Trois, and they asked me to open the bottle. You know, you actually hear porn music.
Really? You think something's going to happen, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, who doesn't? When that moment arises, doesn't that like automatically go into most young men's mind now?
Oh, you say, this could be a moment right
now. Yeah, you're now. Like, boom, things start tingling, your balls start going, hey, what the fuck?
Yep. Hopefully I don't fuck this up.
Yeah. Yeah, they send messages, tell the mouth to shut the fuck up. don't fucking blow it. Right out of Reuters, Schmaltz Brewing Company says some of its beer names, including several with Jewish themes, can be a bit unorthodox. Now, a large California winery wants one of those named to be reformed. Sutter Home Winery, Inc. sued Schmaltz late on Monday, accusing the brewery of infringing its Ménage à Trois trademark by selling 12 packs of its beer with Ménage à Trois.
Oh, wow. Very similar.
A little close. We think we all get the point.
A little too close for comfort, right?
I've never had a 12-pack of Ménage à Trois to tell you if, you know, something that... Hey, you know, I was like, all of a sudden, oh, I got a hard-on.
Right.
Schmaltz, whose beer includes a Hebrew line, uses a Ménage à Trois for sale of its Hop Mana, Hop Mania, and Hop Mama India Pale Ales.
Uh-huh.
Right. I feel bad for the guy in marketing. I have to work with that. But Sutter Home, perhaps best known for its White Zinfandel, called the name of a confusingly similar Ménage à Trois, which is, I prefer the red, by the way. There's also a nice Cabernet.
I'm going to go get me some Ménage à Trois.
It's not bad. It's a cheap wine.
Sounds good.
You know, it's something that, you know, after blowing all that money on your fucking ring, you know, at least you just get something nice.
I might go get some Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah. It's fucking, here's a wide mouth Mickey.
Go get some Cisco. Oh, yeah. Mickey's is the best.
Remember those big wide mouths?
Yeah, of course. I have a Mickey's bee on my back.
Yeah?
Yeah, tattoo.
I remember when I was talking about high school and music and Steve Miller music. Actually, it was a Tom Petty song.
Yeah.
Don't be a renegade. What's that song he sings again? Don't live like a refugee. Don't live like a refugee.
Okay.
I was playing, and we were all partying, a bunch of people, and it was like this chick, Lisa, was driving this like a Suburban.
Okay.
Dad Suburban, where the Coral Springs Mall is right now, coming down Atlantic, right?
Yep.
Just right there when it was just like trees and woods before all the shit was here.
Wow.
Like the mid-80s.
That's cool.
And driving, and I'm in my buddy's, I think he had like a fucking... Nova, an SS Nova, Chevelle Nova thing. So we're driving, hauling ass, all to go at the end of the road where we always go out and drink. It's like the Everglades. You're basically out there where the water is now. And she flipped the fucking van, the Suburban.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There was shit all over the road.
Oh, my God.
And the bottle of wide mouth Mickey's.
Right, right, right.
All over the place.
Oh, my God. This is a great story.
Yeah.
Keep telling it.
Well...
And then what happened?
We were in the other car, and they were like, "Well, we got the fuck out of there." You know, I mean, they, you know, we're going to sit around on a, you know, teenagers with beer all over the fucking road.
They flipped the car.
No, they all
and
were
you
fine.
Left
them. It's not like they're under the car, like, "Hey, good luck."
You fucking like you left them.
Hey,
fuck that's you. How you make it seem.
Yeah,
like they flipped, and you were just like, "See ya," and it still went to the party.
Yeah, sucks to be you. I got things to do. I ain't got time to flip that Suburban.
Oh my God!
Come on, everybody. Let's. You know, poor Billy's underneath the Suburban.
Lisa's dead. Lisa's dead. See ya.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, there's a Mickey that didn't break.
Like, no, they're all there dead, and you're just like, well, you guys aren't gonna need this weed or the beer, and you just pick it up and leave them.
These few aren't broken.
That's fucked up. No, but what happened? So they were okay. And
A lot of people, and then they had the call. You know, from the accident, people had to come, obviously, but there's no reason for those and other vehicles to stick around,
right?
Once everybody was okay, we took some people, you know, took everybody home. You know, think about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, I'll stay here. Yeah, good. But you fucking hold down the fort, buddy. I'm getting the fuck out of here. It's always funny when people do that in a situation like, oh, I'll stay here. Like, this is a true story. We did a show, and I told them somewhere in like Flagler Beach, and this girl, she's actually running shows again up there. But go up there and, we go upstairs to the restaurant where it's at. You know, it's like an open, like, on the beach. And then we're smoking, you know, dude, you know, and a few people passing along. And I just handed it to this one dude. and these two cops walk up.
Oh my God.
And they go, how you guys doing? The guy holding the joint goes, hey, how you doing? You know? And yeah, and it was like, well, interesting. And then, you know, and everybody's kind of like shocked. And we're standing like, wow. And I'm like, I'm already looking like, how the fuck can I bail out of here like a ninja?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's taller people around me. I can like,
totally,
you know,
like, yeah.
Like disappear.
Disappear in the crowd,
you know,
and
I
jump
gotta
over.
Go. I think my car's parked outside. And you know what I mean? And it was like, hold on a second. And a few comics were there. But somebody says, no, but this is, we're smoking this. We're all in on this. I'm like, dude, you know. Calm the fuck down. You
wow.
know what I mean?
He narked on everybody right away.
The owner of the establishment took the heat. He goes, look, this is mine. Everybody, you know, could chill and go, whatever they need to do. There's no new reason, you know, which is what I would do if it was my place.
Yeah, that was nice.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That takes somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing. That takes a person of character.
It's really cool of them. But at the same time, you got to be pissed at the people who got caught doing it outside of your establishment.
What?
You said the person who took the heat.
Yeah, the guy who
owned it.
Yeah, he was his
right.
restaurant.
Right, but and you still got to be kind of pissed at the people who were out there doing it in front of your restaurant. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, but he was smoking too.
Oh, well then there you
saying.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you got to take the heat.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah. No, that's what
done
I'm saying.
Done deal.
Yeah, he was there.
Okay, I didn't know he was there blazing with. Okay, so done deal.
Yeah, so that was, you know, and I'm like going away and I'm like, dude, I got to go. You know,
My
wife was downstairs. I'm like, you know, I'm going to drive home. I got a fucking 3-hour drive, 4-hour drive home. We're out of here.
Right.
Glad I'm high now. So you know, it's like, but people want, oh no, like, shut up, you know, speak for yourself, you know what I mean? Why let's all, you know, let's all share a cell together, how about that, fucknut? I'm just bored. I want to hang out with everybody in jail. Just fucking calm down.
I can't go by myself, I'm scared.
Most of the time shit like that, you know, it's funny too, and shit like that, I've been around this, and I was been on security stuff, you know, security details, I've been in, you always seeing cops talk about it, how it's like called pissing themselves. Some people, you can tell right off the bat when something goes down, like where they're at with it. You know, some people, you know, they don't even, versus somebody who's like, what's up? You know what I mean? Yeah, skills.
Of course. And when you see that in somebody and that's their weakness, then they pick that person.
Yeah. By the way, get your menage a trois.
I'm going to go get some.
Yeah.
On Amazon, maybe.
Yes. PA prison guard accused of pepper spraying inmates' genitals.
Ouch.
That's kind of cruel.
That is really mean.
Now, is that pepper spraying? I heard that's bad for your eyes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure there's an eye down there as well.
Yeah.
That could get affected by
the all-knowing eyes?
Yes.
Yeah. Scranton, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania County prison guard has been placed on paid leave. Good for him. He's on a vacation. And charged with simple assault for allegedly pepper spraying an inmate's genitals. The incident involving Lackawanna County Prison Sergeant Scott Bloom occurred back in September 24, but didn't come to light until the guy stopped scratching his balls.
I wonder why. Yeah, what took so long for them to
yeah.
say something about it?
Hmm.
Why he didn't rat him out?
District Attorney Shane Scanlon says it's in a criminal complaint that the incident happened after the inmate became intoxicated from homemade alcohol.
Oh, shit.
Made from leftover fruit and somebody's piss. That's when Bloom allegedly told the inmate to change clothes so he could be placed in restrictive housing. But the inmate refused. Prosecutors say Bloom sprayed the inmate through a jail door opening, just happened to be in front of his penis.
What an unfortunate coincidence.
Right. Listen, who gives a fuck? He's a prisoner.
So he might have done it by accident. Did he deliberately spray him in the dick? Or did he happen to shoot at crotch level?
But you know
what?
You know what? I don't give a fuck. This guy, you know, this guy could have killed somebody. You think I give a shit that this guy who's being unruly and drinking, you know?
No, I hear what you're saying.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
That guy got, listen, you know what my solution is, Elgin.
Put him in the room.
He's got to go in the room.
He's got to go in the room.
You know, like, you're already in jail, and now you're in jail, and now you're like, you know what I mean? You're like, you're fucking up in jail.
And now you're complaining.
And you're complaining, and you know, look, go in the fucking room. Do I need a key? No, just open the door and fucking shut it. Never be heard from again. That's it. That's it. You don't have to worry about burying them. You don't have to worry about, you know, ashes.
Prison is interesting, how some people get special treatment.
I thought this story was interesting. South Korea president's office explains the Viagra purchase.
Wait, what?
She actually is. They're expecting her to step down now.
Because she bought Viagra.
Well, she used quite a lot of the government's money.
She bought a lot of Viagra.
Yeah, I don't know if she's like getting an increasingly strange political scandal surrounding South Korea. President Park Geun-hye has now left her office defending the purchase of hundreds of erectile dysfunction pills.
Interesting. Is she selling them?
Yeah.
She, on her like Etsy page or something?
Yeah. That or she's on a corner somewhere with a fucking fake like big black rim glasses and a fucking wig. Ha! Cheapa Viagra! Park's office on Wednesday confirmed revelations by an opposition lawmaker that had purchased about 360 Viagra pills and the generic versions of the drug back in December. Imagine, like, we think about our country, like, well, this is going on, and even in South Korea, there's, you know, there's an issue about fucking Viagra. None of the pills were used, said Jung Jung-kook, spokesman of the presidential Blue House, or Blue Ball House.
Or Blue Pill House.
Yeah. Hey, what the commission, it was blue.
Blue.
I no get blue. I said, I no blue, that's why I need a pee. I need to take a pee, because I don't take a pee. I can't take a pee, I can't park my wife.
Does your wife really speak the way you do when you mimic her?
It's kind of more like my mother-in-law.
Okay. Because you usually do like how your wife speaks to you, like in your act and stuff. When you're talking about it.
It's more like my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law has a funnier voice.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Because if I do my wife's voice, then I'm gonna feel like I'm being told what to do. I won't be able to do the rest of my act. This woman's bracing for impeachment. Where don't worry, she'll have plenty of guys with hard-ons around her. You know, you talk about people trying to get attention, you know, like doing weird shit. Oh, by the way, speaking of people getting attention, did you hear the news that I guess you're not the only one who got engaged this weekend?
Who else got engaged?
Joe DeWayne and Noam Manor, I guess.
Before, very cool.
And then
I think they got on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then right, and there was like there was videoed as well. And it was pretty cool. And then out of nowhere, a photo of Jordan Garnett, local comic,
he got engaged. He says he did.
Yeah. Now there's a going feeling whether he did or didn't. It's like it's just like, hey,
no one knows whether he's joking or not. What do you think? I don't know.
It's like Boy Who Cried Wolf.
That's exactly what I said.
Whether you did or didn't, it's not going to last.
Wow. I was going to say if it's true, good for him. That's great.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, the girl in the photos is hot, by the way. So if he is, fucking kudos. Thanks for the photo, because I put us in our own menage a trois, the three of us.
Oh, my God.
I kicked you out of the room, Jordan, 2 minutes into my menage a trois fantasy. Wildlife cameras capture photos of jokers dressed as lions in Gardner, Kansas. Motion-activated cameras intended to capture images of mountain lions and sometimes aliens, hopefully, in a Kansas park have instead snapped pictures of pranksters dressed as animals, monsters, and Santa Claus.
And clowns.
I want to see this video.
Put it on.
It's not on. It's just a story. Like, there's the photo of one dude looking at the gorilla outfit.
Oh, my God.
How funny would that be?
Well, I think this is hilarious.
Right? I want to see the fucking video.
But I want to see them, like, scaring people.
By the way, there's no more clown sightings anymore. They got their asses beat.
Isn't it so funny how there's no more clown sightings?
Yeah. Too many people getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go dress as clowns. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's not happening anymore.
I'm going to go bowling. Police said they found the images on two cameras in the park in Gardner on Monday. Among images of skunks and coyotes were photos of people wearing costumes pretending to be lions wrestling. A gorilla, various monsters, an old person with a walker, and of course, Santa made an appearance during the three nights of the hijinks. Congratulations. That's very funny, guys. Right? That'd be fun. I'm sure they got video of it, but they're smart. They didn't post it on YouTube or Facebook and get arrested.
Right.
Well, I guess you could if you're on public land.
Totally.
Who knows?
I want to see it. You think there's video of it or no? Does it say there's video of it?
It doesn't. It just shows photos.
Yeah.
With that said, I'm going to wrap it up today. That's a funny story. Got a funny image.
Yeah.
Right? And that's it. It's been fun. You know, it goes smoother when Peter's not here. Go ahead, say it, admit it. Don't kiss his ass because
I definitely think I get to speak a lot more. Yeah, when Peter's not here.
Yeah, you get to like show yourself a little more.
Yeah,
It's hard enough for me to speak when I'm here with him than it is for someone else to even speak.
But you know, he's been on the show for such a long time, and I definitely respect that. And I just love your banter between each other. It's fun to sit back and watch, but. We miss you, Pete. Hope you feel better, man.
Yeah, feel better, dude. Anyway, that's all our shows this week, by the way. Thanks for listening. And again, don't forget, go to DougieAlmeida.com to see where I'm going to be this week. But it's going to basically be in El Paso, Texas, and, of course, in New Mexico. So if you're out there, come out and see me. What was I going to say? A lot of shit coming up, by the way. And follow us on Twitter here on the show at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And, of course, my good friend here, Elgin David.
Yeah, you can follow me at Elgin David Comic.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back next week with all new shows. How about that? Isn't that special? God bless. I don't want to say that because I'm getting on the plane.
Oh.
I'll see you guys next week.
Gotcha. Good luck, Dougie.
Yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.